Welcome to the Colts Daily Update on Colts.com.
Caroline Can again filling in for Matt Taylor. Last time he was in Florida sitting on the beach, and this time he's doing the same thing. So Matt Taylor, you're welcome for being in the office and doing my job. Kevin Bowen as well joining me in studio for the Daily Update. We're going to talk a little offensive line. They've started a trend here of picking a player and talking about them, so I'm picking LaRaven Clark.
Yeah, that's a big name for the 2017 season. I think going into last year, Caroline, not a lot of expectations for him as a rookie. He really didn't see the field substantially until week 15 of the season. And now you look ahead to 2017, and he's arguably, you know, one of your probably top 10-ish most important players. And again, I know to many fans that probably doesn't ring a bell, but when you look at kind of the lack of proven tackle depth, LaRaven Clark at least showed something last year that I think Chris Ballard and Chuck Pagano feel good enough that he can be the right tackle, not only of the future, but the future is now in his case here in 2017.
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot, but those three rookies that played on that line toward the end of the season, they just excited me. I know they excited you a little bit of what's to come. And everyone was talking, we need the offensive line. We need them. I think we've got them. LaRaven Clark is that he almost had like a redshirt rookie year.
Yeah.
Didn't play a lot. And then he did end up beating out Joe Wright toward the end of the season. Of course, Wright's exiting into retirement definitely gives LaRaven Clark that start. But when you look at that right side of the line, we've talked about it a little bit, but as we're about to hit training camp, what do you think that right side has to work on the most?
Yeah, I think it's just playing together. Joe Hagan at right guard and LaRaven Clark at right tackle, they did it for the final three games of last year, but now you're going to be asking them to do it, you know, potentially for a 16-game season. So I think it's just building continuity, getting those guys on the same page. I think it was really important throughout the offseason program that we saw Joe Hague and LaRaven Clark healthy and together, and just from a communication standpoint, again, it's not live in the spring, but, you know, at least they're on the same page. So I think that's the biggest thing with Clark especially. And even Hague, because Hague played all over last year, and now it looks like he's settling in at right guard. Those two just need to get used to reps and just playing full go as well, especially for a guy like Clark. He really only has three games of NFL experience, so he needs the preseason. He needs to put on the full pads. He needs those dual practices with the Lions because yeah. I think that all of that is key. Because you are throwing a lot at him in that you're saying, you know, you are our right tackle. And nowadays in the NFL, you need two bookend tackles because pass rushers move all around. So, I think it's just more experience for Hague and Clark.
I think if you took headshots of offensive linemen or potential offensive linemen, I wouldn't pick out LaRaven Clark because he looks like the sweetest,
he's got a little
nicest.
Baby face,
he has
it?
This little baby face. I wouldn't pick him out, but it is.
And he's a very nice guy.
He is. Funny story about him. I was flying from Houston to Indy. He ends up being on my flight, and we kind of recognized each other, but we still, you know, we weren't quite sure. We end up sitting beside each other
for the
3-hour flight back. We get back. We've talked about he's a great craftsman. He builds all the time. He was building Joe Hague. Actually, I believe it was like a dresser drawer. So there's some time together.
I think Clark's built all the furniture in his apartment, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, very handsy guy. And, of course, you know, he's going to need his hands to engage against opposing pass rushers. But, yeah, he definitely, you know, he's an extremely nice guy. I'm sure for the Colts, they'd love to see that mean streak kind of come out every Sunday or Monday whenever the Colts are playing this season. But I think when we looked at Clark initially coming out of college, and Ryan Grigson mentioned this when he was drafted, it's going to take some time.
Yep.
You know, he came from Texas Tech where, you know, they are kind of the air raid offense where they're throwing the ball 90-some percent of the time almost, and then coming to the NFL in a pro-style system with Joe Philbin kind of changing things up front. LaRaven Clark had to make a big adjustment. So I think that was why we didn't see him really at all last year until mid-December. And now the Colts feel like with now two off seasons, showing some game experience last year. I mean, he didn't allow a sack those final three games, only allowed one hit.
Yep.
So all of that, I think, gives you a positive feeling that LaRaven Clark is going to be a guy this offense is going to build around.
Yeah, Ryan Grigson also mentioned last season, talking about LaRaven, how having such young guys on one side of the line made the run game even one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. So when you hear Frank Gore, singing the praise of Clark like he has in some press conferences, that gives you hope that, okay, Frank Gore, who's behind there, he sees what these guys are doing. He's excited about his development to be able to not just run to the left side of the line. Mm-hmm. He can open up and go to the right.
And when you look at the future of the offensive line, and this is something that Matt and I have talked about on past daily updates, you know, Jack Mehort's entering a contract year. Besides that, all those guys are under contract through at least 2020. Anthony Costanzo signed that big deal a couple off seasons ago. Ryan Kelly, you know, 5-year deals being a first-round pick. Joe Haig and LaRaven Clark, 4-year deals as they were in the same draft class as Ryan Kelly. So you can build the continuity that's been lacking. You know, Andrew Luck has played behind 35 different starting offensive line combinations, which is just crazy and not in a good way.
And that's
got to end, and Clark is a huge part of that, because when you look at kind of the depth right now, Zach Banner, the rookie out of USC, probably needs a year to kind of reshape that body before, similar to Clark. You know, Clark was different. It wasn't necessarily Clark's body. But I think Banner needs a year, and then Denzel Good is a guy that has played tackle before, but I think you'd rather have him as kind of your swing tackle reserve, a la Joe Wright's from past years. So training camp, what, less than 2 weeks away, Caroline? I mean, I think it's LaRaven Clark's job to lose at right tackle. Same with Joe Haig, right guard. And right now, I would be surprised if those two weren't there come week one out in L.A.
Well, there you have it. That is our take on LaRaven Clark and how he fits into the offensive line. Stick around, because Kevin Bone and I are taking you through the daily update all week long. Matt Taylor, enjoy that, son. Get some for us. We'll talk to you tomorrow.